I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on January 9th, 2020. Only a couple of days after releasing Firefox 72, Mozilla has pushed out updated versions in response to a security issue. While Mozilla is currently being intentionally vague about the type confusion bug that prompted their rapid response, the organization has admitted that the flaw was already being actively exploited in the wild. The vulnerability, which also affects the extended support release version of Firefox, has been flagged as critical by the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, which has warned that attackers could exploit it to take control of an affected system. Mozilla has now released updates to both its standard and ESR versions of Firefox, and all users are being advised to update as soon as possible. While the release of a new ESR version of Firefox means that an updated version of the Tor browser will be along shortly, that project also updated one of its other tools this week. Stem is a Python library that implements Tor's directory and control specifications, and allows you to programmatically interact with the Tor network. Marking the end of its 1.x series, this week's release of version 1.8 of Stem also sees the project following others in the industry, and this version will be the final one to support Python 2. In addition to a host of bug fixes and minor feature improvements, the new version of Stem has seen further network introspection capabilities being added to the library. The German company NitroKey, best known for its secure, open-source USB storage keys, is now also offering security-optimized laptops. The machines are based on the ThinkPad X230 and feature either an i5 or i7 processor with user-configurable RAM and storage specifications. But what sets them apart from the usual is a combination of additional hardware and software features. The laptops come with Core Boot and Heads pre-installed, and also with NitroKey USB hardware, which can detect whether the trusted platform module, firmware, or operating system has been tampered with since the machine was last booted. These features are designed to help mitigate the so-called evil maid attack, where hardware could be compromised in your absence, and make it obvious to the user if any modifications have been made by changing the color of an LED on your NitroKey. The new NitroPad X230 laptops also offer a choice of either the latest Ubuntu LTS or Cubes OS as their pre-installed operating system, and retail from 450 euros in their base configuration. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/77.